here for about a couple of months, so like that. They kind of died. They still wouldn't go around their neighborhood, though. They stay on the outside. And then, that's the same thing. My auntie, she came to me again. And she kept bugging me, going to go with the people, you know, to go with her to people.
Yeah.
Damn, I said, get out of this. And John, he must be, you know, hell of a hot shoe, dude. Goddamn, you know, she's trying to get me off of this shit. You know, she's trying to tell me he's not like this, you know, And, you know, he's different, you know. And I said, yeah, you know, and I said, how different he is, you know. I said, you know, how can different me if you read in the Bible, you know? She said, well, he don't talk about the Bible. I said, what? Like, God, I said, he don't talk about no Bible. I said, yeah. I said, well, he's smart. He know it up in his head. She said, no. He's not having a puzzle there, you know. He kind of took up the tracks and you need some Bible. I said, what did he do? Well, he talk about, you know, what's happening, you know, around us, you know, like what's happening. Like, you know, and he talk about, you know, the like poor people and what's happening, stuff like that. He like to help poor people. I said, what? It ain't made any sense to me. I'll go back around the street, you know. And then the third time, I almost get stabbed by this girl. And when you know, when she was trying to look out, I mean, she would have that goddamn knife, that damn phone. And they probably would have came on the other side. You know. And so, and it was this corner in my head, you know. Tell me some more about this. He was telling me, you know. Yeah, she went back and she said, like, the anyway. I said, what? She said, you know, it's the black, white, you know, all. I said, I told you? You got me out of black and white. No, it can't be, you know. No, honey, you know, you ain't gonna get me to buy that, you know. She said, no. She said, why don't you just come? She said, if you just come one time, I'll leave you alone. Off my back, you know. Just yeah. Up my back quick, you know. So I go, well, ain't gonna hurt just going one time, man. Fuck it, check him out, you know. I already know what it is. So, it was on Friday night. This one is on service in Benjamin Franklin School. I said, okay, let me make a phone call. I said, hey, man, I better make it tonight. I make me run. I gotta pick me up a big shipment tonight, you know. Tell him I'm going to church, you know. You're gonna trip off of me, you know. I tell him to pick a big shipment up, you know, I take him out tomorrow night, Saturday night. I go on Friday night. Yeah, I go Friday night with her. Saturday night, I just go out and hit the streets, you know. So, and I said, wait a minute now. Before I go, I said, what about my hair? You know? He said, you don't care how you look, as long as you're talking, you know. What? Look at you, you know. Okay. So I go there, you know. I'm walking inside the door, you know. I think they were switching this time. I'm walking in. All of a sudden, I saw a lot of kids in any grade, you know. Any grade, I see. Damn. She was bullshit. I said, how can this be? Ain't nobody duking, you know? How you see something, you know, duking and shit like this? I'm talking about, you white, oh, you black. Ah, you call me, you know. I didn't know you were seeing this. I ain't seen nothing. Damn. Went in, sat down. There I just talking. Looking around, checking shit out, you know. And all of a sudden, the quiet people. You know, see, you know. Everybody stepped by. I said, damn. I said, what are you standing up for, you know? I was like, I ain't standing up, you know. Fuck this. She looked at me, you know. She started smiling. Shit, what you smile at? Oh, nothing. My mom said, you got me this one. This will leave me alone, you know. So everybody sat down, you know. So now I start talking about, you know, nothing, you know, you know, and then I start talking about healing. What? I got the going like this, you know. I said, healing. you know, so listen, are you all right? He said, yeah. I said, oh, no, now I'm really going now. And I said, Mom, you didn't tell me this. I said, oh, no. I said, no way. You know, he's talking like this other man, you know, the other dude he was doing, but he was, you know, cheating with people. I said, nah. I stood up and said, nah, sit down, sit down. If I looked at him, I said, yeah, come on in, man. So I sat down. Dad came on. Everybody stood up, dad. What? I said, oh, shit. I said, I guess this, I stood up. I said, I'm so going, you know. And I clapped him. I said, man. When he started talking, you know, what's happened to the blacks? You know, what? All this shit happened? You know? I said, man, you know, you're too much kid. I said, nah, he probably didn't even go to that fight with him. I read all that. I'm going to take him out, you know. But, you know, right now, what's happened to the blacks, you know, how they getting... still getting lynched or something. He's running it down heavy, you know. And I said, God, you know, shit, you know. He was smart, man. Then all of a sudden, this lady, I don't know who it was, got out of line. I mean, really got out of line. And he got the cuffs on. You motherfucking bitch. I'm looking. How's that motherfucking preacher cussing out the fucking pulpit? I said, God damn. I said, wait a minute. I sat back. I mean, he cuffed her out, roared. I said, damn. I said, God damn. I said, this is all right, you know. I said, he talking about the blacks and stuff like this and whatnot and helping us and doing this here. And he cussed this lady out from the floor. I said, that ain't no preacher right there. I said, I don't know where he is, but he ain't no preacher. And, you know, he said, I looked at him. I said, he's a downright ghetto nigga. You know, I said, that's a downright ghetto nigga. He gonna talk like that. I'm a downright ghetto nigga. You know, I said, shit. I said, he must been raised. I said, he had been raised from the ghetto. I said, he gotta be raised from the ghetto. I mean, you know, he's another nigga like that. I thought he was one of, you know, like, he's a nigga, man. That's a nigga like that, you know. So, was over it. Damn, I said, that is heavy, you know. Heavy set. I said, I'm going to come back, you know. She said, oh, yeah. I said, yeah. I said, oh, shit. I'm going to fight it in the last hour. So I went the next night. North Rain, doing business. I might do business the whole weekend. So I went to bed. Sunday. How you join this thing? I said, anyway, you revolutionary, we're going to use guns and shit, you know. No. I said, I wouldn't join you. I said, well, you got to come a couple more times. I said, what? I said, how did you get to come a couple more times and join you? I said, okay. I came a couple more times. And the day that I got my membership card, she got sick, and she started talking negative things about Jim Jones. And then they make me, I said, well, I want to go see her, like, before she died. I said, you talking about negative stuff about Jim Jones. And you were trying to get me, I said, Jim Jones, get shit together. I said, I think I'm going to stick around and stay with him for a while, you know. I said, you... I don't know you. If you're going to talk about him, like, I said, I don't know him. You know, just turn me off. And shit died. I did all that. I got music. Before, if it wasn't really her, you know, and I've been dead. I'm dead. Because I'm in that I'm gonna go like just take me off of this. I'm gonna kinda I'm going down to the last bullet and I'm gonna throw my goddamn gun at you, you know, cause you ain't taking me, you know. So that's why I'm in the church now. Oh, why, you know, I just say it. Then I was like, I started drifting, you know, drifting back out, you know. You know, and the spring stuff come back on that start getting, you know, yes, walk something, you know, last Sunday night, it stopped coming. And, stopped coming for me. Then, shit started happening, boy. I mean, shit was getting real close to me, and I was getting boomed, you know, getting close to getting killed a lot of times, you know. Damn, and he's always talking about protecting me. Stay around him, you know. Stay around him, you idiot. Protecting him, you know. I went thinking about the time, and it started raining in my head. I was getting close, getting killed. Then somebody had set me up, gave me some of this bad dope. Really, I had OD. Really, I had OD. Because, like, OD is like, you go real space top, everything is black. You just pure blackness. And you just falling. You just constantly falling. And they say, when you fall, you know, like you fall, and you say, poof, you know, you grab yourself like that, and also you did, because I've seen a lot of people in that pattern do that. You know, and they go there, they go like this, and they sit to dead. You know? And then, like, I was going up on that trip, you know, and I knew it. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, I just knew I was going out the damn whole time. Because I'm going face down, that's how I come back, and then I see, like, a couch chair, like, then I go back into it, you know. And then, boom, the fucking ass, I knew it, you know. And no way I can escape from it. And then I think, like you said, call his name, you know. Call his name, you know. And first, you know, how can you get it? You know, I'm still tripping on shit, you know. But, you know, I said, God damn. So now I'm gonna try, Scotty. I ain't got nothing else for me. And I stopped, you know, just calling his name. And then they call his name, all of a sudden, it's like somebody just threw, like, a cold tub of water on me. And I look up, you know, and I just came, and look, it's just coming down like this. Came down. And then, my eyesight moved back, and then I started seeing things, then my mind started functioning. Came down, just went all the way down to my toes. Fuck this shit, you know. I had enough of this goddamn shit. I'm gone, you know. So I said, so that night, I was walking the street. You know, and I just told him, I said, I gotta go back to the church. But then, I said, fuck the church, you know. He might kick me out there, you know. You want to kick out. You know, I said, some churches, you know, do this shit, you know. So I went back that Sunday, and he called me out, you know, he called me out, and saved me bad falling week on the Tuesday. I've been burned alive in the fire, Chris burned alive. So, damn, and then I walk up to him and thank him, you know, and I looked at him, you know. He always walking by. And I looked. And, you know, and when I was talking to myself that day, I flashed back when I was on the street walking down San Pablo. I was talking to myself, and he knew what I was talking about. And he said that, and I said, damn. I said, shit, now he can hear me. He reads in their mind, too, you know. So what's happening, you see, what, you know. And then, you know, I stood and stayed in the church. I stayed around the church, you know. And then I started going to, I need to go to L.A. Then that's when I started going to L.A. Hey, everybody, he was L.A., I was there. I was just going away, you know. Going back and forth, you know. Then I had to get into some shit at home. Shit was getting real funky at home. It was about to get funky fucking with my head. And then, I was like, just had to get this girl fixed, you know? And like, I didn't know the time she told me she had like, I ain't paying attention. It's just you might have to watch it. Things at home, so they, I'm still talking shit like that, and this is fucking with my head, you know. And, you know, I'm still going to church, and still going to go to hell. So, what happened was, when I was on my way to LA, I'm going, oh, fuck off the door. Well, me and this girl had broke up anyway, and I don't go outside the door, now. And finally, I got the goddamn phone, I have to get that, catch this bus, you know. Bus picks us up, you know, and I ain't gonna be late for this bus, and I don't wanna go to LA, I'm already packing. Oh, how the fuck I grabbed her. It was her, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah, thanks. I said, well, I ain't got time, so what do you want? I said, I gotta go up and go to LA. Then I was like, shit, the devil. I said, what? She was like, I didn't know for you. She said, almost 2 months. And I'm just not knowing, so I said, God damn, I'm gonna blow my fucking head. And I just, boom, I just threw the phone down. Down like this. Oh, yeah, like, that shit was constant on my head. Boom, boom, damn, I'm gonna do boom, boom, you know. So we was, that time we was going to Fresno. So, I was in Fresno. Me, McAvey called out to me. I didn't pay attention to nobody, it was just, I was someone, it's just funny, you know. And he said, oh, you want to talk about it? I said, talk about what? I said, why don't you quit tripping, man? I said, why don't you go talk to some other guy about your security boss, you know, instead of you. He looked at me, I'm for real. He said, you don't pay attention to me, to you. He said, something on your mind, you know, concerning about this, you know, man. I ain't tell nobody. I said, blew my mind. I said, oh, shit. You know, wow. He said, okay. I just feel the beans then. I said, shit. You know, I told him and told him what happened. You know, ran it down there by this girl. You know, I don't know if she didn't. She just not tell me. After almost two, you know, I ran it down, you know. So they got in the hand and they come. They tell me, go ahead and let it go. So she like, I said, me in jail. I go to jail, yeah. No, they talk to me, you know. And so, yes, okay. I said, I'm married in a courtroom. I ain't going to no goddamn Baptist fucked up church. I said, I ain't going for that, you know. It's okay. It's okay, tell you. I tell her that, you know, I'm going to shake my foot. First, I tell her, I said, what you think about abortion? No, she's really religious. She no. I said, what you do? I said, look. I said, we both here. I said, I ain't getting no job. And of course, you, this system is fucked up. You gonna bring it in and get it pain? Ah, she told me, don't tell me. She told me. Okay. I told her not to. So, I'm gonna shout her mom, her mother. She went to my window, you know, and I'm a head down. I have a gun, this way. And I'm up down, got them shotgun door for this way, and then I can see it, you know. This is a shotgun door. And she said, what are you going to do? Looked up at the edge, and I said, ah, goddamn. I said, what you want me to do? My daughter played with you on the other. Oh, shit. So then the girl, she went and got a dad and came and took the shotgun. I said, oh, crazy. And the time I said that, she came back in with a 45, with a white pearl hand. She said, what you gonna do? I said, well, I'm gonna do a dot. So I put my hand, either hand like this, in my coat pocket, took my gun out like this, and I had a big pole, took my gun out, turned it around like this way, and cocked it. So if I'm not looking at her, I'm looking at her finger. If I see just a twinge, I'm letting everything go. I'm going to just, we both going. And so, I said, yeah, I know what I got to do, you know, I got to find a job. And I appreciate you coming from the goddamn, putting up in the ground. I said, tell me, look like you're going to fucking get. I said, you really doing this shit. I said, I don't believe you can pull the damn trigger. And she looked at me and she said, it's another way, just, you know, fucking with her head. I said, I don't think you got the guts enough. I don't care, you know, shit. I don't care if you're a nurse and you might see blood. I don't think you got enough guts to see blood spider all across the fucking wall. I don't think you can do it. I said, I don't think you got the guts, you know. To me, I think you're petty, you know. She looked at me. So she walked off. I told her, you know, I said, look, we almost died together. She said, what? I said, me and your mother. And I did this like this, pull back, and then I turned this way and cocked, used to pull it back, you know, put it back in the pot. She looked at me. She, I said, yeah. We both go, yeah. I said, no way. No way. I'm going to sit there and let her I'm going to sit here and let her put a trick on me. I said, you play. No. So once in a situation, and once I set my mind first, I'd be kind of scared. You know, if I get in a situation that I didn't look like it's going to be a death thing, you know, and I just know it. Then, all of a sudden, I said, okay, do or die. You know, then, I mean, just normal thing. In the streets, it's just normal. Cause nobody don't give a shit about you, know, you can just, I mean, normal, you know. Oh, you might come scared at first, but then after a couple of seconds, then after that, you know, I guess, you know, give a shit, nothing you can do with that, you know, try, you might make it, don't, you dead, you know, like, you know. So that was the fucking shit, you know. So, I was going to church back before and it's still fucking with people. And I stood by, you know. Ah, son, yeah. Time I done, I said, I'm out, time I got a wet, big wet. I said, oh, I went back to church. I got this cousin. Hey, wait a minute, lock me. No, I got the cousin. So they had to calm me down again. They crying. I said, I had to do it. You can't do it. I got used to, you know, I just threw away all my clothes and shit, you know, they got my head cuffs, they, you know, things to go out and used to be nappy, something like that. I got all that, all that shit, you know. And I got used to wearing, first time I felt comfortable wearing jeans, you know. I didn't wear any other shit, you know. Man, I said, I get back and wear a goddamn suit, man, I'm going to piss the bitch. So I had to, I ended up doing it anyway. So her mother, I mean, she way out, bought us. May had a satin dress made with long pants, pink satin, that somebody's calling for. And can you see yourself eating a goddamn $100 wedding cake? I got a goddamn $100 wedding cake. And here we go, I'm just, I'm just turning over inside while he's telling me. He said, he knew it. He said, this is, you know, he started, this is not a funeral, this is a wedding, man. And everybody kind of laughing. I wasn't laughing. I ain't gonna go for this shit, you know. I ain't gonna get it, you know. I would've got married with any goddamn shit. And I'm listening to this mother talking shit, and I'm just, I'm gonna get out of here. So after a while, I don't know you that much because you know you often go with women. She says, well, you wouldn't have to be. Because I'm not going to ask you, you know, it's going to be that day. Because she's seeing it, you know, this shit, you know. She said, now you said, you first want to hang in life. I want to go home. And so we ended up going in and stay there for one day. I was just turning me off. And so when I was still, I'm like, then, all of a sudden, boy, I knew I had to get out of getting a job. First, I started getting a job. With my background, no education, dropped out of school, shit like that. Anyway, trying to get a job, can't get a job. You know? And shit started coming down, you know. Mom talking shit, you know, I don't have to get this, gotta get this. And all of a sudden, it's brought back to me, you know. I mean, that's the fucking idea. Let's go this way. I gotta do something over here. How much? You know, bam, you know, like this. I just blow my mind. All of a sudden, I just had this. I went back to just stealing. You know, I had to do that in order to survive. It's the only thing I had, the only thing I knew. I ain't had no education to get me a job. Job said I couldn't do that. Get this job here, no, you get like an education. See, background, your school, no. You know, turned down always. I couldn't even get a job at either McDonald's Jackson. I couldn't. Because of my background, my record, you know, record was totally fucked up, you know. I had a couple of police records, you know. That was on it. They look at, oh, no, no. If you tell the truth, that you're in a police record, we're gonna hire you, you know. You're in a police record, oh, no. See? All that shit. So I guess going back to this doing something. So I was doing that month, you know, and then it dropped me out of from the church. So I said, well, I said, damn, it's closing off. I said, damn. So while I do this, you know, man, get back to church, man, it's time to get back to church. And then it's going to get far away, you know, I knew if I get far away, shit going to start happening, because the last time, you know, that it happened, you know, shit started getting funky. And so within like a month, I had a house, furniture, and everything. So the girl, she come moving. She didn't want to move in. Oh, god damn. I'm living halfway dead. Getting this all issue. She didn't want to go. Oh, fuck, you know, like that. You know, mom was religious. All the whole down relationship. Downright relationship. But party on the weekend, though. Let's see. So anyway, so she finally came and everything, you know. I was getting to come to church. I couldn't go to L.A., but I stayed with her, you know, because she was talking shit, because she was pregnant, and, you know, why something happening, you know, all this, you know. Anyway, y'all just, you know, it's going on for them. So I still went everything, you know, she had the baby, you know. And my daughter's born. I watched her when she, I stood with her, you know. And I went in the operating room with her. And the first time when I saw all that, and really, there's nothing I can do, and she's just constant pain. And the first time I saw it, it just tripped me out. I said, this how you have a pain? I mean, you gotta go off to this shit, you know? I said, that is fucked up, you know? And the next time I saw it, I said, damn. They go all through this to have a pain. That's some painful shit, you know? They had shot everything, she was still hollering. Damn, you know, I don't want them more. I said, well, you know, damn, I said, you know, and really, then the nurse dried off and gave it to me. And then I started crying, you know, and everybody thought I was happy. Oh, you know, sorry, you don't have to tell me that. What I was crying about, I said, damn, you know, she's going to this society, like, fucked up. And she got to take pain, you know, shit like this. I mean, she got to go through problems. She got to go through all kinds of shit. I'm just like this, you know. And it's kind of, because I knew what she had to go through, you know. It's kind of, damn. And I felt real low. And I gave her, and I just walked out. I stood all night, so I went and I walked out. And nothing, you know, the girl went ahead and I tried to get her, don't have it, because, you know, I knew it was happening, and it was shit, you know. I couldn't get her to change and shit like that, you know, just suspicious shit like that, yeah. And then I looked at her, you know, kill people. I just didn't start crying. I guess, and I walked out, you know. Then, you know, so things are stuck on her. But when she came to me, she started getting a bitch. And she said, like, you spend more time with the dad than you do with me. And I said, hmm. And so, like, we was just battling out. You know, she'll listen to her mom and shit. And all this time, we go about that battle, you know. You know. And then I was told, we can't do this. You know, we got, if we sit here, we got babies right here, we got to stop listening, cut everybody out, you know, just go sit here. So we agreed. So everything's going, it was going, you know. Then, you know, just got to really start throwing that trip on me, you know, about I spend more time with the baby, you know, and, you know, just kept doing that shit. Then I was getting to argue, arguing and shit. But she knew I had a quick temper. She knew, you know, she would do shit trying to get me to hear her. And I wouldn't, I said, no. I had a quick temper, you know. So then, I started starting to start, you know, really getting back up into the church. And I, the shit in there, my mom, but anyway, she stopped fucking with me, just stopped. And then, she stopped fucking with me, just throwing shit on me, you better get the job, you better on my head, you know, shit here, you know. I said, God dang, what the fuck am I doing, you know? And here, I'm used to, in my own shell, you know. I've been taking care of myself all this time because my dad went out and my mom, you know, how can I get some advice from her, you know, and I'm taking care of my brother and they come to me with advice and I'm, you know, right there when the shit hit me, I'm trying to deal with myself. I'm trying to do everything.